Welcome to the Wednesday, May 9th, 2012 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and I'm today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Of course, we have to start today with Microsoft's Patch Tuesday. Now, there is something odd going on right now with Microsoft's website. The bulletins are no longer available. They haven't been available for the last couple of hours. Not sure what's happening there. You're just being redirected to a generic error page if you're trying to reach them. But let's go over what Microsoft published today. To keep things reasonably compact, I'll group them a little bit. We'll have, of course, also our webcast today with a little bit more details about these patches. Let me start with client exploits. We do have MS-1229, which is an exploit with RTF files. Then 30, which is Excel file vulnerabilities. 31, Visio files. All of these are pretty much the same thing. You open an affected file and the attacker may gain control over the system as the user that's opening the file. There is another vulnerability that sort of fits into this, and that one is a little bit more interesting. That's MS-12034. At first, when I saw this, one thing that really stood out is how many components and how many CVE numbers are patched by this one bulletin. It affects Office, Windows, .NET and Silverlight. Now, it turns out that it's actually just one basic vulnerability that affects all of these components. The vulnerability originally came up in the Dooku worm or malware, if you remember. That was sort of a Stuxnet successor, and that particular malware exploited a bug in the font parsing code in Office. Well, what Microsoft found out is that the same code is actually used in various other components. So Microsoft went ahead and wrote a little tool to find that code throughout its products, and the result is what you're seeing here. So it's really just one bug that got copied throughout various products. One thing that a blog post by Microsoft does point out is that, for example, one of the affected libraries is gdi+.dll, which is used by various third-party web browsers. So it is potentially directly accessible via these browsers. Then we got a couple of non-client vulnerabilities, for example, MS-1232. It's really two issues that are being patched here. One is a TCP/IP elevation of privileges that's relating to binding IPv6 addresses to interfaces. And, well, like any privilege escalation, this would allow a user to gain full control of the system. The second one is, and so far, also interesting because one of our handlers found this vulnerability and is being credited with that by Microsoft. And this is a firewall bypass vulnerability. Turns out that the Windows firewall does not sufficiently block outbound broadcast packets. So you may think that you actually have them blocked, but they're actually still allowed out. And then we have another privilege escalation vulnerabilities. It's part of the client-server runtime, in particular the plug-and-play configuration manager. It is exploited via the partitioning tool, and again, this would be something that a logged-in user uses to gain full control of the system. Finally, the last vulnerability, MS-1235, affects the .NET framework. This could affect servers and clients. I think the client exploit is more likely here. It can be exploited via these XAML web browser-based applications. One thing you could actually do, they only work in an Explorer, and in Explorer you can turn off this feature, or you can only allow properly signed XAML applications to actually run. So, for example, this is how you could set up exceptions for your own internal applications that you need to support. And Adobe also released patches today. There's one that's of a wider impact, and that's Adobe Shockwave Player. The other three patches are more focused: Adobe Illustrator and Photoshop and Flash Professional. Those are publishing tools that are not necessarily in very wide use among your clients. However, one of the sad parts here is that there is actually no patch here for Illustrator and Photoshop other than buying the rather expensive update for the latest version of this product. But well, it's not all patches today. Symantec had one of those nasty false positive issues with its antivirus scanner. It did label certain Excel files as malicious using one of the heuristic signatures. Symantec uses these Bloodhound signatures to essentially detect generic exploits, and I guess this particular one was a little bit too generic. They pretty quickly released a new signature file, so by now you should have an update available. And for PHP users, we do now have another patch that hopefully does fix the CGI arbitrary code execution problem. Again, this will not affect you if you're running PHP as a module. It only affects you if you're running PHP as a CGI script. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.